Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where we have a crazy scandal over Puppy Olympics. Am I the butthole for getting our neighborhood dog Olympics canceled instead of bending the rules for a neighbor? I understand that this is a silly issue to have, but I need advice. 5 years ago, my HOA decided that our neighborhood is boring and encouraged people to come up with ideas and activities to liven things up. Thus, my Pup Olympics was born. It's just the neighborhood dogs competing poorly in different silly events for 2 days and being rewarded with treats. Early on, there would be prizes for the owners of whichever dog won each event, and it was really all just fun and games. After a couple of years, we started doing a paid entry for each event, and the money went towards cash prizes and a donation to a really great local animal shelter, where a lot of us got our dogs. It might be worth noting that most people in the neighborhood choose to donate their cash prize towards a shelter fund, so we usually come up with a pretty great donation. People look forward to the Pup Olympics every year. It's ridiculous, but it's fun, and we all love it. 18 months ago, a new neighbor moved in, and she has a poodle who frequently competes in and wins dog competitions. This dog has 1 million followers on Instagram. We all follow the page, and obviously, we root for this dog in the competitions. We have no issue with the dog itself. However, this dog ruined Pup Olympics last year. The dog swept every single competition. There's literally one event for senior dogs that it didn't qualify for, and that was the only one that this poodle didn't win. We all just kinda stood there for 2 days and gave cash prizes to the same woman for every event. To make matters worse, she also didn't donate a single extra penny to the shelter fund. This has taken an event for families and kids and turned it into something that it was never meant to be. It's like having a professional athlete compete at a high school field day. So, Pup Olympics are happening soon, but this year, my committee decided on a no-competition dogs rule to make it more fair for the other owners and families. The poodle owner got notice of this and has gone ballistic! The HOA had a committee meeting and decided in her favor that we couldn't exclude her or her dog if we wanted to have the competition in the neighborhood. I thought about it and then just sent out a cancellation notice. Someone from the HOA board tried to pull it back together, but it's just not getting that much interest. Now, the poodle owner has sent me multiple vindictive messages implying that I did this to hurt her personally, and the neighborhood is split 50-50 on who's in the wrong. So, am I the butthole? Okay, My 2.5-year-old daughter recently has gotten really fond of chasing. She'll say, "Daddy, chase me," and I will chase her around the house. And this might sound crazy, but I'm not actually running at my full speed when I chase her. Honestly, it's kind of like a brisk walk to keep up with her. Do you know why I don't give it my all? Because I'm an adult and she's 2.5. Having someone compete seriously with this much of a skill gap is just stupid. It ruins the fun. It's not fair. I don't even know what's going through this woman's mind. Is she just so self-obsessed and narcissistic that she can't understand, maybe I shouldn't have my dog compete in these competitions? Man, this is like going to a high school football game and Tom Brady is playing on one of the teams. Opie, I'm 100% on your side. This woman is just dumb. However, I do actually think there's a way to salvage this. The solution is to get away from objective competitions like races and jumping and just go to stupid, subjective, silly competitions like best dressed. So you could have kids dress up their puppies in, you know, clothes or Halloween costumes. Or you can have fastest peanut butter eater, and you put peanut butter on a plate, and whichever dog eats the peanut butter fastest wins. Or best tail wagging, and you have a panel of judges all evaluate who has the cutest doggy wag tail. You know, wettest nose competition? There's lots of ways to do this, OP. So I think that would allow you to keep it fun and also fair. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving the poodle owner 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for kicking my 72-year-old mother-in-law out of the house at night because she threw away my things? I'm a 36-year-old woman, and I live with my husband, who's 41. I have a decent relationship with my mother-in-law. Compared to a lot of horror stories I hear from friends, she's quite sweet and warm. She is, however, a little over-controlling, overprotective. I'm not sure of the exact word. But she has very strong ideas about things and no sense of boundaries. For example, whenever she stays at our house, she completely takes over the kitchen and insists on cooking all of our meals. She cooks wonderfully, but she won't let me help her at all, and she puts everything away in the wrong places, and then insists that her way is more logical. She only really comes for the holidays, though, and I do like her a lot, so I don't mind putting up with these mild annoyances. I'm currently pregnant with our little girl, who will be born in a few months. This is a miracle. I really didn't think that this would happen, especially so late, but we got lucky. When my mother-in-law heard, she was super excited and said that she would come over to help us get ready for the baby. She offered to stay for the next 6 months or so to help out because my husband and I both work long hours and it'll be hard to handle this baby on top of everything else. She's also pretty emotionally invested in this because she truly sees herself as part of our family. She arrived a few days ago and set herself up. Then she started with the cleaning. I like collecting things from garage sales and such. Things like little sculptures and books and baskets. Stuff a lot of people would consider utter junk. Our house is definitely overstuffed, but it's reasonably tidy and doesn't seem like a hoarder's house or anything. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, likes everything surgically clean. Yesterday, I came home from work to find the house like a war zone. She went through my cabinets and cleaned everything out she considered junk and had apparently made several trips to Goodwill before I got home. I was really angry and asked her why she would ever do this. She said the house has to be tidy for the baby and that it would be dangerous for the baby to be in my cluttered house. Then she took the next bag full of my stuff and tried to walk out the door. I kinda lost it and told her she could leave now. She was shocked that I was serious and said that she doesn't have anywhere to go and it's so late. It was about 9:30 p.m. I booked her to a hotel room and called a taxi. My husband came home an hour later, and when I told him what happened, he was furious with me. He says that I disrespected his mom and I was ungrateful for everything she's trying to do for us. Am I the butthole? Okay, so it's apparently too late to kick her out of the house, but it's not too late to throw away all of OP's stuff. Right. OP, you spent the entire first part of this story saying that you like your mother-in-law, you have a good relationship, she's sweet and warm, but, like, based on this story, she sounds like a terrible person. Anyone who would just throw away someone else's things without warning them, without talking to them, it's so disrespectful. Honestly, I think what she's doing is less about the clutter in your home and more about the fact that she's just trying to claim your property, that she's trying to It's basically a pissing contest, right? She's marking her territory, saying, "Even though I'm a guest here, this is my house, and I get to say what happens here." So as far as I'm concerned, OP, you have both a mother-in-law problem and a husband problem. I'm giving your mother-in-law and your husband 3 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my niece that she'll have to move out if she's not my nanny anymore? I'm a single mom to 2 kids, ages 8 and 6. I work as a nurse 3 days a week for 12-hour shifts. After my husband passed away, I needed a nanny to tend to my kids after they got off of school. I decided that a live-in nanny was the best choice because I have 1 guest room. I live right near a university. Around this time, my niece had just gotten accepted. She wanted to save on dorm costs and offered to watch my kids those 3 days as long as she could live with me rent-free. I agreed and said that I'd also pay her $22 an hour. She's done with her classes by 1 p.m., so it works out perfectly. She fixes them dinner and puts them to bed. Then, she's free to do whatever. But, of course, I still pay her from 3 p.m. when the kids get off from school to 12:30 a.m. when I get back from work. It worked for 2 years, and my niece never had any complaints. Quick side note, I did the math for those who are curious, and the niece makes $209 every time she babysits the kids. Now, however, my niece is getting a paid internship related to her major that starts in January. She will no longer be available to watch my kids. I congratulated her and said that I could help her look into student housing or an apartment. We would have 3 months to set this up. She was confused. I said, since I need to have a live-in nanny and I only have 1 guest room, she would have to move out. My niece got upset and said this isn't fair, that she won't be able to save money if she gets a dorm or an apartment. To be clear, she could afford to live on her own, but she wouldn't have much savings. My niece tried to argue with me, saying that it was unfair. My sister-in-law, her mom, feels that it's unfair to my niece, but she moved into my house under the condition that she'd work as a nanny. My sister-in-law and brother live 3 hours away, so my niece couldn't commute if she moved back in with them. They think that I should try to find a nanny who'd be willing to drive home after 12:30 at night, but all the nannies I've spoken to have said no or expressed concern about their safety driving home so late. So, am I the butthole? OP, of course she's upset. You gave her a sweetheart deal, an amazing deal. Free rent and $200 a day just to hang out with her cousins and cook 1 meal? Oh man, that is an amazing deal. OP, you were very, very generous with your niece, and for a while, she upheld her end of the bargain, but now that she's no longer willing to do her half, see ya! Good luck with your new apartment! Like, your logic is super sound! You need a live-in nanny because the nanny has to stay so late, but you have 1 room, so, I mean, there's no other option. Get out of my house! So long! See ya! Good luck with your internship! OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your niece and your niece's family 2 out of 5 buttholes. Man, is 2 out of 5 buttholes even fair? OP is a widowed mother trying to do the best for her family while also paying her niece and giving her free housing. No, okay, oh man, whoa, I need to readjust this. I think 3.5 out of 5 buttholes feels more fair here. What do you guys think? Man, I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of the people in this story. If my daughter was an adult and she was staying at a family member's house for free, and that person was a widow trying to raise kids, then even if my daughter was staying there for free, I would personally give that family member money. Just as like a thank you, I know you've got a lot on your plate, here's some money just to, you know, smooth things over. Yeah, the niece's family here are a bunch of douchebags. Am I the butthole for telling my dad that if his wife censors what I read, then I won't visit him anymore? I'm a 16-year-old man, and my dad's parental rights were terminated due to abandonment. He didn't pay child support, and he didn't contact me for over a year, telling us that he didn't want me to see him at his worst due to alcoholism. Recently, he said that he wants to start trying to have a relationship with me. He started going to alcohol rehab, so my mom started taking me to visit him during the weekends. At first, it was going fine. It was a little awkward getting to know each other again. Then, my dad's new wife and I had an argument. On that day, my mom decided that I should spend the night at my dad's place. I'd brought a book with me. My dad's wife saw the book and told me that I shouldn't read it since the protagonist is bisexual and it pushes LGBT stuff. If it's relevant, the book that I'm reading is book 2 of the Trial of Apollo series. I told her that she can't dictate what I read since I'm not a kid and she's not my mom. But my dad quickly jumped into her defense. He said that she's still his wife, telling me that I shouldn't be rude in her own home. So I told him, fine, I'm not staying here anymore then, and I left and went home. My mom said that I don't have to go back there if I don't want to. So I told my dad when he called later that if he doesn't talk to my wife and tell her that she can't censor what I read, then I will not be returning. He said that what I said was threatening him? Then OP posted an update. I just talked to my dad, and he said that his wife was only trying to do what she thought was best for me, and that the only issue is that what she thought is best is different from what I thought is best. My dad said that I should take that into consideration, and also humor her by giving up these books, since she would become a new parental figure for me if I keep up the visits. I asked him if he expects me to just do whatever she wants, including when I'm not at their house, and he sheepishly said yes. So I told him I will not be visiting him again. That way, I just won't have to deal with her. OP, your dad showed you that he doesn't really care about a relationship with you when he abandoned you. Then, when he tried to reforge your relationship, if you can even call this trying, he showed you that he doesn't care about you again. So, OP, I think your best bet is to just cut your dad out of your life. Realistically, it doesn't sound like you're gonna lose much. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your dad 4 out of 5 buttholes for being a terrible father. Am I the butthole for telling my daughter I told you so, and I'm not fixing her problem even though it'll cost her thousands of dollars to fix it? So, I have a 26-year-old daughter named Ava. We helped her put a down payment on a house, and she's changing things in the home. I've told her so many times to hire a professional if it's not a DIY project. I've had to fix so many of her projects, so I put my foot down telling her I will not help her from now on. Ava mentioned changing the tile in the bathroom, and I told her she should hire someone for that if she isn't using stick-on tile. Well, she went and tried to do it on her own, and she made a huge mess of the bathroom. She called me up and asked me if I could fix this. I told her, I told you so. We've done this dance way too many times, and she needs to just hire someone to fix it. She told me it'll cost her thousands of dollars to fix it, but I told her no, and she called me a jerk. Now she has a messed up bathroom since she needs to save up for someone to fix it, and she thinks that I'm a jerk. Alright, considering this has been an ongoing issue, I have to wonder if this is intentional weaponized incompetence. You know, she doesn't want to hire a professional that's going to cost $2,000 or whatever, so instead, she destroys it, then calls up daddy and is like, oh, boo-hoo, daddy, I messed up, can you come help me, please? And then daddy comes to fix it. Rinse and repeat over and over and over until, voila, you have a brand new house that cost you $0 to fix. Opie, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your entitled daughter 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.